Greetings, my brothers. I am known as Munka. I would speak with you at this time about an incident which happened during your early biblical times. As your scientists know, they count but 9 planets in your solar system. In actuality, there are 12. 9 of them visible, 1 destroyed, and 2 not yet discovered. The one destroyed is our purpose in speaking. In your holy works, there is a reference to Lucifer, the son of the morning, the fallen angel. The Lucifer that is spoken of was a planet located between the 2 planets you call Mars and Jupiter. It is called, in our language, Maldek, tongue of fire. Maldek was the 4th planet from your sun. It existed for many millions of years. Its civilization was greater than that of your Earth, even in this day. I will now attune the crystal graph, recording to the Edifon, a device capable of converting our thoughts and language into your language. A Confederation chronomonitor is describing the time sequence. 1 moment, please.
Creation Maldek Elantos and Expalita. Our tears, O Maldek, long come, Sulefren. Alas, O Maldek, why didst thou not foresee thine own disaster? O Vader, why shouldst thou lash thy sister city, Karna, with such fury? Tis thine own lust and hungers which have come about and caused this strife. Thine own life, devoid of our radiant one's light. Didst we not plead for thine government to hesitate and to arbitrate this matter? We plead with thee now to not use the real force, for destruction will be thy reward. Listen, O Maldek, we implore thee not to use this force. Ever we, your brothers, have seen the great fire tongue lighting the heavens for our system. 'Tis not your right to yield such fury unto one another. Maldek, O Maldek, Do not do this. You have one period left. We plead you will reconsider. Do not your scientists tell you to stop before it is too late? To lose thy planet would not help. From all space, all Maldek we call and say stop. Stop before it is too late. We stand by to help thee at this moment, our brothers. We wait only your call. Oh, Maldek, light of soul, why have you fought in this manner? Thy troubles have risen from thy own pleasures, thy disregard of our light, the Creator. Thou can have no true growth without this light. Oh, Maldek, thy time draws short. Forgive one another. Dare not use the real rays. We call you, O Maldek. Heed us while there is yet time. My life has been beautiful and bright. Thy city's proud. Thy people long cared for. That your moment should pass this way is not called for. Listen, fire tongue. We say thou can as yet save thyself. Wait and pray for thy strife to cease. Call upon the Maxim Light and beseech it for thy world.
I, Manka, interrupt to mention how this came about. Lucifer, Maldek, had a great civilization which had existed for many centuries. The people had gone through the evolutionary cycles of wars and strife, and had finally reached a state of spiritual awareness. The two principal cities upon its surface were Karna and Vedur. There were 3 billion inhabitants in all. In these 2 great cities, man had achieved the fulfilling of all his needs. Vedur was a shining jewel of beauty. Many of our Confederation people visited this city of man's dreams. Here there was enough beauty for all to share. It came about after this had existed for many hundreds of years that the people of Maldek were exposed to the radiation of fissionable products which their government chanced to be exploring the possibilities of. Here a great disaster took place. A missile containing calneutronite, their most terrifying force yet developed, was somehow tampered with, and it exploded over the suburban areas of Karna. The radiations which were loosed into the atmosphere of Mardak seared the minds of all the people. Everywhere upon its surface, a form of madness infected all of these people. Karna accused Vader of having intentionally caused this accident. The people, inflamed as they already were, declared that a retribution should be extracted from the Vaderian continent. I need not say of what followed. Envy, greed, and hatred, fanned by the slow falling dust laden with this radiation, brought about the loss of all reason in these people. A war of nuclear weapons grew to great proportions. We of the Confederation, bound by the laws of our unity, could not intervene in this situation, although many delegations of our people went and pleaded with both powers on Mardak. We could not impress upon them the foolishness of what they were pursuing. Finally, after repeated warnings were not heeded, we withdrew and stationed our remotely controlled observer craft, the Chrono Monitors, near the planet to record and to broadcast the events of this planet's dying moments. I now return you to the monitors broadcast for a few moments.
Oh, Mardak, the light of your existence is glowing brightly on our screens. Already that which you were is fading. A missile containing the living element hydrogen is on its eventful flight through your atmosphere. We can no longer stay and plead for your existence. The moment has arrived. Adonai, O Mardak. Is finished already, Dwan.
My brothers, I, Manka, say this to you of Earth. The first three letters of the word Kalnutrinite, the power which caused the eventual destruction of Mardak, represents the elements cadmium, aluminum, and lithium. If I mention that at this moment, certain scientists on your own surface are considering the possibilities of uniting these elements in a nuclear device, need I say more? It is for you, people of Earth, to decide which you will have, a repetition of that fate which overcame Maldek, or a fate predicated upon a great destiny of cooperation and service, of love and light, of interstellar coexistence. I say this to you, O people of Earth. The force fields of the planet you call Saturn, which you describe as rings, and your own asteroid belt contain that evidence which once existed as a planet similar to your own. The date of this event can be determined by your own holy works. It has been stated in these works that it caused a great light in the heavens, and that the rivers ran red as if from blood. This, caused by the falling dust of Maldek as it settled not only in your own atmosphere, but in that of my planet, Nessar. I ask you who hear my words to consider well that which we have stated. And now, my brothers, I must leave. Think well of which future you and your people desire. The causes and the events will be caused more by your own doing than by any intervention which we might be allowed to bring about. Let us see how you, people of Earth, decide. I hope to have the opportunity to speak with you again. I will leave you now. Adonai, my brothers. I am called Manka, the name for your information can be spelled MON-KA. Vasubragus.